Hey everybody, welcome to The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com, then click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, sign, you know, show cooperation, come up with answers. We're also published throughout at www.help-access.com. BlueSky.com. There's another group called Yasmi. A lot of people are putting my stuff up, so feel free to peruse the internet. You might find me somewhere. We publish articles on health, remedies, and general information going on worldwide and right here at home. This program is designed to help you keep your health and to show viable and inexpensive alternatives that can keep you and your family healthy, to remove unwanted illnesses that may occur in our lives from time to time, making aware that not all that's supposed to be safe is, and to some cases allowing to understand the hidden dangers and possible solutions to prevention or protection of your health. I've been in the health food industry as well as a personal consultant and bodybuilder trainer, assisting people in finding health solutions, and have utilized different healing modalities from different cultural themes, as well as in herbs, supplements, vitamins, essential oils, and foods. You can access my site by going to augmentinforce.com, augmentinforce.com. I also do personal consulting as well through the internet, through the IMs, phones, personal visits, as well as in-house workshops for families, individuals, or groups. On the website at augmentinforce.com, there is a catalog link. Feel free to access that catalog link. In there, you'll find buckets, you'll find triangles, you'll find t-shirts, you'll find repulsors, you will find remedies, books on DVD, all in one place. Feel free to check it out. If you need a consultation, again, you can reach me through an email at independs@yahoo.com. INDEPENDZ@yahoo.com or 519-977-5351. If you have any questions or comments you'd like to make on the show, feel free to do so. Call in at 208-935-0094 and let it pertain to the topic at hand. All right, today again is September 2nd, 2017, and despite all that's going on, despite the acceleration to the end, despite the activation to entropy, we're still here. I figured I'd put a little drama on it. I did find the thing. I'm going to talk about a little bit about, probably I'm going to talk a lot about what we can possibly do to neutralize some of the foods we're eating. Right now, the way it is, there's a very high-end limitation on what you can really eat. One thing for sure, grains are out of the question. Forget your grains, forget the rice, forget the soys, the omega-3s, fish oils. They have not found one fish oil anywhere on the planet that's worth consuming. They're all high-oxidized materials. They're all loaded with metals. They are completely a waste food. Like, basically they're derived from waste byproduct, and they're feeding it to the general population. And that was done purposely, not because of health, not because of all the BS you read in PubMed and all these other places. That was designed to, again, break you down to high levels of oxidative stress on the cellular integrity of your cells. When we're looking at some of the things that are being perpetrated today in the health food industry, and again, there are some gurus out there that just state and base their whole concept on PubMed. PubMed was a forum where people were sending reports and research. And some of those reports and research were bought and paid for by corporations and companies that were selling toxic waste as a health food. Soy is one of those foods. It has always been a toxic food. It has never been a health food. Okay, but despite all that, it has been sold as something healthy, and yet it does nothing but cause cancer, thyroid, esophageal, pancreatic, thymus, intestinal, and stomach. And they're still perpetrating, and then for women, it causes mayhem on their endocrine system. Why do you think so many women got cancers after, you know, the 50s and 60s? Why do you think that happened? Why do you think, you know, autoimmune diseases started coming around? Why do you think this all happened? You know, did you think this was just by chance? Did you think this was just some coincidence? It was because the food supply was being violated and being turned into a weapon. When they said in 1970 or mid-1970s to 1980s that they could no longer, there was no cure for anything. This was the biggest lie perpetrated yet. But because everybody was putting so much faith in science, all science is, in a nutshell, is it is the, it only explains what's already here. In other words, it explains how creation works. That's all it does. It may have figured out some of the secrets on how creation does what it does, but it really doesn't. Science has never created anything. It's only taken what's here and manipulated it. That's all it's ever done. So science does give you an explanation and can give you some answers if it's actual, factual, and true. Or it can perpetrate all kinds of fabrications and creations and fiction, and you'll believe it just because of the fact it came from a scientist. Without validating, without verifying, without experimenting, or without exploring, you take their word for granted. Yet, when we're doing things, in our beliefs and our faith, what winds up happening is we test to make sure. But the scientists should be testing more. Al Gore is using scientists to justify his global warming nonsense. And we all know that's all hooey. You know, so again, you don't feel in any way, shape, or form, just because somebody wears a white coat and a stethoscope, that they're qualified. There was a doctor about a week ago, I was to come out and say, parents should listen to doctors because they're scientists. My response was, you shouldn't listen to anybody until you get evidence. Solid evidence. You can correlate our healthy lifestyles that we once had, to the fact that we had more hygienic and more quality of hygienic or clean environment. Even the food supply was a lot cleaner than what it is today. And this is the end result of, again, tampering with biology and genetics that the scientists really had no business in doing. So again, when we're, you know, seeing some of the stuff that goes on, just because you read a scientific document, you might want to express some thinking. You know, I want you to express some thinking. What is a scientist exactly? What is a scientist? A scientist is a human being that has been programmed through the system, has learned to jump hoops and learn the methods that have been taught to them in order to deduce the truth. Doesn't mean the methodology is effective, nor does it lead them to the truth. But what the methodology does, it gives them a means to come to a conclusion. But what happens with those methodologies, it leaves other factors out, leaves other things out that could be equated into the equations, which are completely ignored. As a result, you only get the picture of a program that they surmise. I was reading something last week about how the scientists were using a model, a computer model. They had inputted all these codes for genetic experiment. And when they did what the model said, expecting a specific result that the model gave, what wound up happening was it didn't work that way. In fact, some anomaly showed up. So the models are not flawless. Okay, they're not flawless. So when you're looking at, you know, the scientists today and they're using computer models, the computer model will only spit out whatever facts you put into it. If it doesn't have all the facts, all the nuances, all the formulations required, you're going to get a completely different result. And that's what was happening. And now we're talking genetic engineering here. When you're talking genes, you're talking about actually going into the very core of a program that's been by design developed a certain way to operate and function. And when you go into that realm and you start altering the codes, you then have a completely different situation that can arise, especially when you don't understand the code. And they don't understand the codes. A lot of times they say that they don't know why things are working. The AI can access these codes a lot faster, so as a result, they're depending on an artificial intelligence to give them some correlation. And when it doesn't work the way that the model is showing, then you're back to the drawing board. When you're talking about using a computer model in anything, that just gives you, at best, a fundamental understanding of what's going on. So when you're talking using a computer model on anything, again, until you test what you got, you really don't know for sure. And this is important that you recognize this. So when you read that they're using, based on a computer model, based on this model, okay, based on a model, doesn't mean it's based on fact. It's basing something on a model is basing something on a hypothesis. Because until you prove the hypothesis, it's nothing more than a guess or an assumption. That's all it is. And until you get the end result or the conclusion of the hypothesis to validate what you came up with, you don't have anything other than, at that point, a theory. Now, they taught you this in high school. How a fact becomes a fact, how a scientific fact becomes a scientific fact, how it starts off with a conjecture or a hypothesis, then you work with it, acquiring the facts required, forming a theory, and then when the theory is tested and validated and comes to a conclusion, a repeated conclusion, then it becomes a fact. Unfortunately, in this health food industry, unfortunately, in the realm of genetics, unfortunately, in the realm of technology, there's a lot of things being assumed as facts, but are not facts. And that's what I'm saying. Scientists are nothing more than humans in a uniform. Nothing more. They work in an environment where they can observe things, test things, and check things out. But it still doesn't mean they know anything. It just means that they know how to go about getting answers. Whether they get the right answers is another story. And so in this industry, we've had pros and cons on every side of the equation to keep the waters muddy, to keep the waters dirty, so you can't get a clear and concise answer. Because if you're trying to sell a product in this industry today, and you know it's not all it's cracked up to being, What usually winds up happening is, one, the products that do work get attacked. Number one, first thing that happens. We have a new and improved version. Oh, this one is this. It comes from this. And they'll knock this, and this about it until you actually look at that product. They're knocking and see that it has a standard history of success. It has been steady, giving results, good results. So, and I see this all the time with all kinds of different things. You know, vitamin C is probably the biggest one these days that's getting hit. Vitamin A has gone by the wayside, but they were hitting that one years ago. Vitamin E has gone by the wayside. They were hitting that one really badly years ago. Vitamin A and vitamin E can cause lung cancer if you're smoking, and all kinds of stuff, but they don't tell you the benefits of these products. Vitamin A can actually help you get over measles in about 2 days, so you don't need a vaccine. You give a child high levels of vitamin A and they'll get over the measles. Now, isn't that interesting? Yet, they don't do that today. Today, they are running to give you a shot, a vaccine. They're running to put in genetic material in your body, human diploid cells, baby proteins from aborted babies. I do not understand how a doctor can sit there with this chemistry in a tube, going to inject a genetic code of another human being into a child. Why would you want to alter the genetic code of a child with another child's gene? And forget the aborted baby part. How about monkeys, cows, chickens, dogs, horses, lamb? Genetics they're putting in these vaccines. You know, so it kind of makes you wonder about the whole gamut. And this is what we've been putting our faith in. A bunch of idiots altering our genetic code, breaking our genetic code down so they can further infect us. It's sad, really, when you sit there and think about it, that the medical field today, which is supposed to be such an advanced field, is really literally moronic. And then they want you to trust them. Trust us, we're scientists. You need to trust us because we know that you don't know that we're trying to screw you, but you still need to trust us. This is the this is the theme. Can you dig it? This is the theme. This is what they want you to believe. It's almost as bad about half the men don't know what a vagina looks like on a diagram. I mean, God almighty. It must have come from a different era of time. I had to have come from a different era of time. You know, where men were men and women were excited, and they couldn't wait to examine each other's anatomy. And today, they don't even know what it looks like. This is remarkable to me. Remarkable. By the time I think I was in fifth grade, I already knew what a woman's anatomy was because we had sex education. Maybe they're not teaching sex education anymore. That's a possibility. I never thought of that. Maybe they took that out of the curricular. But you used to... They used to teach you, you know, sex education. So you got to see the whole shooting match right there. It was on that big diagram. There's a woman's, you know, and there's the guys, you know, and then there's their this, there's that, and this is how this works, and this is how that works. It's like, okay, how is it that we know these things and you don't? Must have missed the class that day. Had to have. All right, I'm going to start on this theme. Until a break, and then I'll continue after the break. A method for reducing food, medicine, toxic heavy metals in the leaching to enhance food safety, environmental stabilizing agent characterized in that said stabilizer feed of phosphoric acid or phosphates, chlorides, acidity regulators. Okay, this research was done in China because the Chinese have such a high level of a pollution. And the same in the United States and Canada. Please don't get caught up in the fact that China is so bad. China is no worse than anybody else. The only reason why it may seem to be a bit more intense is because they got three times the population that the U.S. has, almost four times actually. So obviously they're going to have a lot more waste and a lot more pollution. But the United States and Canada, because I don't want to leave Canada out of this equation, has for the amount of people that it has. Within their borders, have literally caused mayhem here with all the pollutants that have been going on for the last 50 or 60 years. So a lot of this has fallen on the land. And when you are talking chemtrails, and we're talking stuff on a nano scale, okay, when you're talking stuff on a nano scale saturating the sky, what goes up must come down, and it's going to land on the soil. So I don't care what organic you're going to put in the soil. If you've got 22 or 42 chemicals from the exhaust of an airplane coming down on the soil, barium, aluminum, strontium, thorium, cadmium, nano silver, titanium dioxide, blood, fungi, bacterium, and the list goes on. Where do you think that's going? You put glyphosates on the soil, so that means you don't have the bacteria anymore to break down those pollutants coming down from the sky. Wasn't that just dastardly conspiratorial? I mean, wasn't that such a well-planned, well-organized, well-greased machine? The way they've done this, the fluidity of this onslaught by chemtrailing the sky, dropping these toxic metals on us, and then spraying on the ground glyphosates to shut down any bacteria that might have been able to break down these components. And then your food supply gets dusted with the chemtrails, which are then sprayed with glyphosates and organosilicates, which then bind those materials into the plant. Can't wash it off. I mean, literally ingenious, really. When you sit there and think of it, totally ingenious. Basically, neutralize one, fumigate with the other, and in the end, you break down. You wind up crushed inside. Your infrastructure has now become compromised. You are no longer able to fight off issues because you are constantly putting into your body the very nature of things that would poison your body. So when we're looking at things that you're talking about today, what you're doing, how you're doing what you're doing, okay, and you can't, and then you're realizing you're not getting better. That's why you can't get better if your food supply has been reduced down to 5% nutritional value, and then on top of that, it's being saturated with toxic metals. And then what winds up happening, because your body's mineral content goes down so low, it will use these metals in place of those minerals, causing further damage to your genetic code and your DNA, and causing more disruption on your immune system. Your mitochondria starts to break down. Okay, this is just from the air and the land together. Let's not forget the frequencies and the smart dust. See, the farmers will have smart dust in the field, which emanates frequencies as well, which attaches itself to the plants, which actually may get bound up in the plants and during the harvest. Then again, if the food is being processed, you get a higher concentration of these particulates, and you wind up getting these things inside of you, which then further cause damage because these are metals, and they become dense metal, like we talked about last week. Heavy metals mean that you have a high density of contamination in the system, not that the metal itself might be heavy. I mean, lead is a heavy metal, so is mercury, but it's not that you've got lead or mercury, it's the amount of lead or mercury. I mean, either one of them are toxic on any level. So when a doctor says there's more mercury in fish than there is in a vaccine, this then is an idiot. This guy is a bloody idiot, and you need to call him on being an idiot. Because it doesn't matter how much mercury you get. It's not something that if you take more of, it becomes more lethal. It is lethal at any level. And when you vaccinate somebody with mercury, you are bypassing the immune system altogether. If you consume it, you've got pathways going down into your body from your esophagus, your thymus, your pancreas, your stomach, your intestinal tract, that is there to try to neutralize or weaken the effect of these metals. When somebody gives you an injection, it completely bypasses the whole immune system. It has now infiltrated the body. So it doesn't matter if there's more fish than mercury. You have now got 100% absorption because of the bypass. If that had gone down orally, your body may have broken down the mercury, or at least contained it, or eventually flushed it out. But instead, there is no out. It's now in, and it has now translocated anywhere and everywhere through the system. So again, keep that in mind. That when they tell you some of this nonsense, oh, there's more mercury, and there's also more cadmium and more lead in fish as well. So again, you know, keep that in mind. It has nothing to do what a fish has, or a cow, or a goat, or a sheep, or anything that you're eating. Toxins are toxins, whether you're eating a piece of meat, or eating a vegetable, or eating a fruit. If mercury is in a peach, if mercury is in a piece of meat, if mercury is in a loaf of bread, if mercury is in a potato, it is toxic. Now, let me get to this, because I think I'm leading you into it. When they're talking about a method according to claim one for lowering of food medicine, toxic heavy metals, in a leaching, enhancing food safety, environmental stabilizing agent, wherein said, now, they're giving you a whole list of phosphates here, or phosphorus. They're giving you hydrogen phosphate, calcium phosphate, sodium phosphate, trisodium phosphate, all kinds of phosphates. I will try to get this up, hopefully by this week. But basically, they're using these phosphate materials in the food supply so that they will bind with the metallic materials or some of the harmful materials so that when you consume these things, they can help extradite these things out. Trisodium phosphate is something sodium phosphate is in some of the foods and some of the meats. And you'll hear some, I heard a guru one day complaining about this. Again, obviously the man did not know anything about anything. You know, he's about as dumb as a bag of rocks. And if he had understood what was actually going on, the phosphorus in there would have actually made those proteins more bioavailable and would have bound with anything that was in the meat and taken it out. The salt would have allowed the phosphorus to penetrate into the cells even more readily. Again, encouraging whatever might have been in that meat to come out of the body. When you're cooking today, you may want to marinate your meat in a vinegar or an acid, adding onion and garlic and maybe a little trisodium phosphate to it. Sprinkle it on, roll it around in the vinegar, and let it sit there for about 15 minutes. Or put it on a real slow simmer when you got it on the stove, and put a lid on it and let it simmer very slowly. It doesn't really affect the taste. Okay, when we come back, we're going to get more about how to do the protecting stuff. All right, see you in a bit.
Microeffect.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony E. Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. I'm talking about just before the break what we can do, how we can do what we can do. You have to recognize right now that nothing you're eating, nothing, does not have some kind of contamination. I don't care how orgasmically organic it is. I don't care where you're getting it from. And again, if you think I'm crazy, go get yourself a 60X ocular. Go take a walk on the wild side and bring the lens with you when you go. You might be surprised at what you're going to see. Now, I'm not going to berate that because I've been talking about that for a long time. We need to start neutralizing what we're eating. And we need to put things in the food supply today that's going to collect, bind, grab, or remove what we're eating. A lot of you don't have a lot of money. So you basically, you can't afford organic, some of you. And you know, it's no big deal these days because there's not much difference. So, in your case, okay, especially you if you don't have money, you're going to have to learn how to use vinegar, sulfur, phosphorus, and salt. Because if you don't learn how to use these things, you're never going to fully escape. In fact, you'll become more entrenched with the current trend of nonsense. Sodium chloride, potassium chloride, magnesium chloride, calcium chloride, cesium chloride have extremely powerful effects in regard to detoxification as well as healing. Chloride converts to hydrochloric acid, but it also goes into the body and starts to clean up areas that may have high levels of fungus, bacteria, mold, algae, viral, parasitical, microbial. So you need chloride, okay? Contrary to what they told you about salt. You got too much salt. Okay, you got high blood pressure. Could be you don't have enough salt. They don't tell you that either. Salt stabilizes the pressure. Now, if you've got too much, you can go up too high. If you go down too low, you can have irregular blood pressure issues as well. Potassium also balances out the blood pressure. So you might want to start thinking in terms of sodium chloride, potassium chloride. Now, you can get yourself a salt shaker, and you can add both of them to your salt shaker. 2-to-1 ratio, 2 parts potassium, 1 part salt. Okay, and then start putting that on your food. Marinate that in a vinegar. Use some kind of sulfur, MSM. Garlic powder, garlic slices, onion powder, onion slices. You might want to even use other supplements like NAC. Or alpha lipoic acid. You may want to start thinking in these terms. Allow them to marinate in the acid. Or you might want to sprinkle some trisodium phosphate on there, or calcium phosphate, or sodium phosphate. You can go to chemicalstore.com and you can look at all the different phosphates that are there. And you might want to start incorporating a little bit of this in the meats that you're eating, chicken. Duck, goose, lamb, beef, even your eggs. You might want to put that in there. When I was initially doing the research on the nanotechnology with Brian 396 actually found some research indicating that phosphorus actually stopped the assembling process of the nanotechnology. So we started looking at IP6, we started looking at sunflower lecithin, we started looking at trisodium phosphate, we started looking at bone meal. These are all a form of phosphorus. High end. You even might want to start making supplements that have the potassium chloride, sodium chloride, magnesium chloride, calcium chloride, and put them in a liposome. Just so that it can get into the liver and start doing its magic in the liver and getting into the brain. What gets into the brain? It detoxifies the brain. Salt, potassium chloride, magnesium chloride, calcium chloride, sodium chloride. What are they? They're all salts. So these are things you want to get into the brain to help pull out what you might have up there. Things that might have built up. Now you can also use sodium thiosulfate. This is basically a salt with sulfur. You might want to use Epsom salt. This is also a salt with sulfur. It's magnesium and sulfur. You might want to put a little bit of that in the food. Some of it is going to taste a little funky to you initially. But you might be surprised at the effect and the results you might get. Okay, so again, I'm getting you to think in terms of, okay, I can't avoid being poisoned. So what do? I might want to incorporate these things in my cooking, in my marinade. Okay, no matter how good the animals are going to eat, if the farmer is a genuine farmer and he's got good husbandry practices in regards to taking care of his livestock and he's doing the best he can, he has got an uphill fight in regard to the environment he has put the livestock into. They, no matter how good they feed them, if they're eating any kind of grasses or any kind of vegetation on the outside, they are going to be eating a nano. There is no way around it. And there's nothing he can really do or she can really do about it. It's part of the hijacking. So now it's going to be up to you. Because then when you consume these things, you may find all of a sudden you're discharging materials that otherwise may have been collecting inside of you. You know, so again, keep that in mind, that this is what is required today in order to sustain health. Because if you don't do this, the very core of these nanoparticles, these metals, the amount of density that you are accumulating is going to redirect or reroute or reprogram your genetic code. It's going to reprogram your DNA. You're always going to be in a state of compromise as far as your health is concerned. So you might want to start looking at defending yourself, because nobody else is going to do it for you. Okay, some of the things that they were mentioning as well, I just mentioned, even using bicarbonates like sodium bicarbonate, baking soda, you know. This also has a detoxifying effect, potassium bicarbonate, sodium sesquicarbonate. I was looking that up. This is what got me onto this. Somebody sent me an email today because they're buying a product with TSP that had this in it. So I looked at it, and basically it's a very high alkalizing salt. It's actually two types of carbonates. It's a bicarbonate and a carbonate. And so when you put them together, they get the sesquicarbonate mixed with the trisodium phosphate. This was to replace borax, because the Europeans had a fit over borax, thinking that it could cause mutations or mutagenesis into an unborn child. Well, parents, if they're pregnant, would not normally eat these things. At least I wouldn't think so. But anyway, so they replaced it with this, and again, it is consumable. So anyway, when you're looking at some of the things that they're using. A method, according to claim one, for lowering food medicine, toxic heavy metals in a leaching enhanced food safety environmental stabilizing agent, wherein said chloride is sodium chloride, potassium chloride, calcium chloride, magnesium, and one or several. In other words, you could use them by themselves or a combination. You know, another thing, other things that they were looking at, let me keep on going here, antioxidants like vitamin E, disodium EDTA, EDTA with calcium. Okay. These things will, again, you may want to start putting them in the food. Use the sodium. I mean, sodium. The sodium EDTA will bypass and penetrate the blood-brain barrier. It will take things in and out. But these are things that, again, will bind with these metals in the food supply you're consuming to help draw this out of your body, to draw it out of the food you're eating, to bind with it. Ascorbic acid, which is vitamin C. D-ascorbic acid, which is another form of vitamin C. Sodium ascorbate, calcium ascorbate, ascorbable palmitate, which is a fat-soluble vitamin C. It's like almost like a liposome. Again, you might want to mix that with your fats. You know, if you got something that's got a high fat content, you might want to put that in there. They're looking at even phytates, like phytic acid and sodium phytate. That one you got to be careful with. That one you can get from using certain phosphorus products. Most phosphorus products have these in them. But one of the reasons why beans are not always good to eat is because they have a high phytate content, which can leach minerals out of the body. They're looking at using this to pull metals out. But again, you have to be careful with that one, because again, too much of that, you could wind up with problems. Things like rosemary extract, which is another antioxidant which can protect the liver. Sodium phytate or sodium and phosphorus, again, back to that. Lipoic acid, methionine, cysteine, taurine, glutathione. Okay, if you're going to use a glutathione, you might want to go with NAC instead, because NAC will convert directly to glutathione. If you use glutathione, it has to be reconstructed. It breaks down and gets reconstructed again. So you may want to avoid, it's an expensive supplement to go through all that. So even if you do use a glutathione, you may want to combine it in a fat of some kind. Something that will protect it so it doesn't get completely wiped out, so it can get into the liver. Nutritional supplements that they're referring are, again, all forms of calcium, citric acid, calcium with phosphorus, glycine. A lot of calcium products that they're looking at here, calcium acetate, which is probably the most absorbable, calcium chloride, tricalcium phosphate, vitamin E, calcium succinate, selenium, they mentioned that. Bone meal, I mentioned that earlier. Different types of selenium, selenite, sodium, selenate, selenoprotein, selenium-rich edible mushroom powders, L-SE-methyl, selenocysteine, selenides. These are things you want to use, again, because selenium products can help flush out cadmium, or they'll bind with the cadmium or other metals and pull them out. So, again, these are things that there was something that I found called polylysine. It's supposed to bind really good with, again, different types of toxins. Now this is what they say here. This is really interesting, and I want you to pay attention. The food chain of heavy metal pollution on human health is a global issue of great concern. Okay, the food chain of heavy metal pollution on human health is a global issue of great concern. These heavy metals into the human body, easy excretion gradually accumulating, tend to accumulate in the brain, kidney, immune system. When it exceeds the body physiological load, can cause physiological functional changes, resulting in acute and chronic diseases or long-term hazards produced comprising. It may gradually form cancer tissue and cause cancer. Does that sound like a fungus? Does that sound like a bacterium? Does that sound like a hormonal overload? No. It sounds like toxic buildup that overwhelms the system and the body's incapacity to remove these things out. That's what they were saying in the 60s and 70s, the same thing. Pollution was causing cancers because of the overload. and the body gets overloaded and can't flush the load out. This is, okay, gradually form cancer tissue and cause cancer and would seriously interfere with human health, normal function, and even endanger human life. This is from, again, what? The food chain of heavy metal pollution. The food chain of heavy metal pollution. So, they have been polluting the food supply since 1960. The grains especially. They have been polluting it with silicon dioxide, which is a nanosilica. It's in all the grain, all the rice, all your soy and corn products as well. They spray it on there. All this dimaceous earth that everyone's consuming, that is a form of nanoparticles, which they say doesn't get into the system, but I'm telling you, it leaks through the colon and can translocate and eventually finds its way to your skeletal structure and then starts to assemble on your structure, causing undue pain. Sodium thiosulfate will help pull that out of you. All these things I mentioned will help pull that out of you. The one thing you don't want to mix with silica is a form of phosphorus unless you've got some kind of chelating agent with it, like EDTA. Because phosphorus can transport silica into the cells. If it has phosphorus mixed with it, it will get into the cell, and then it will start to assemble in the cell, just like any other nanoparticle, and override the cell, causing it to shut down, or shutting down its communications capacity, and then form with other silica. That's what it does. It works and construction. So again, this is something that they don't tell you. They propagate the benefits of silica, and they've never tested it. And the limited test that they did do with it found it caused genetic damage and DNA damage, which was buried very quickly. So again, just because you see a research document from PubMed and on its wonderful, wondrous benefits of some of these things, you may want to take a second look. You know, it's funny, over the course of time, I've always been on the side of exposing some of the things that have always been controversial. I was one of the first, and I'm not bragging about this, first to talk about soy and its dangers back in the 90s when it came out. Brian 396 was one of the first ones to come out and express the dangers of nanotoxicology. He was actually ahead of his time at the time. He got a hold of me. I started looking at it because, again, I was afflicted with the nano poisoning as well. At the time, I didn't know what it was. So everything I threw at it, nothing was touching it except iodine. So with his information and making me aware of what he was seeing, and then I did my own investigation and saw how dangerous this technology is. It you know, again, we're speaking out against this. So we were one of the first ones that were talking about this, against telling you how dangerous this is. And now the industry is trying to play catch up and trying to tell you how good it is, how it's going to save you, how it's going to heal you, how it's going to protect you, how it's going to treat cancer, how it's going to do this and that. Don't get sucked in. Don't get sucked in. God will help you if you take that crap in, because once that thing starts to assemble, it's like trying to stop Niagara Falls from falling. It's going to overwhelm you. And once it starts overwhelming you, you're going to go into a state of despair, despondency, and suicidal thoughts will occur. That's how this thing works. And then you have to pull up your socks and say, if I'm going to go, I'm taking your ass with me. And that's how you have to be. And that's how you start winning on this. That's when you start getting the information you want. So don't allow yourself the comfort of that deception, because it will take you out. All right, before I go on, the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. Give them what you can. Help them any way you can. Keep them going. Keep them flowing. You got Bernadette Green at Gag Canada and Susan Marr at ByeByeBlueSky.com. These are two gals up here active on all fronts of this, with nano, with chemtrails, weather modification, the legalities, check out their sites, give them a hand if you can. Say, hey, call them up, say, hi, how you doing? I heard you from the Micro Effect. I want to check out your site. Say hello. Oh, crap. I don't have the information in front of me. Anyway, then you got me down here at 519-977-5351 or independs@yahoo.com. I've got a website, augmentandforce.com. It's got a catalog link. Feel free to peruse it. You got a flash drive. You got t-shirts. You got a bucket. You got a triangle. You got repulsors. You've got remedies. You've got books on DVD. Full selection and full complement of things that might help you. So again, feel free to check them out. Send me an email, independs@yahoo.com, and we can set things up so that we can get things to you. How's that grab you? Alrighty. So again, feel free to give me a shout, 519-977-5351 or independs@yahoo.com. And I also do consultations, so if you're in need of a consultation, I'll do what I can to give you a hand. Alrighty. I'm going to be going more into this more and more. I'm going to get more and more elaborate with this because I think we need to understand some things that we're not looking at today, and which has gone away from us because of the burying the facts, burying the truth, and overloading and overlayering with more information on things that we never really got a grasp on. And by overlayering this information, you're missing some things. You're missing some things that you should have as a foundation. So when you start understanding the value of food and the value of your genetic code, and you understand the value of protecting yourself from the onslaught of being destabilized or disarmed, okay, that's when you're going to start getting better. When you start looking at protecting your genetic code, protecting your DNA, protecting your mitochondria, protecting your ATP production, you know, protecting your antioxidant profile, protecting your bacteria in your gut, which is your immune system. When you start looking at how your body works biochemically and why you need to come up with a defense mechanism to help you or a defense system to help you overcome some of the things that's attacking you or that's creating these compromises. That's when you're going to start. That's when you'll start making the turn. Because that's when you're going to start taking things in adequate doses. That's when you're going to start taking things in higher doses that you should be taking. That's when you're going to learn what it means to heal your body. So, So when we're looking at all the things that are at our disposal today and all the things you're not seeing that you should have seen, you're then going to start seeing the results. As long as you follow common sense and not medical practitioners that are trying to mislead you or gurus trying to sell you crap and mislead you with products that actually are detrimental, only then will you start to see the results that you're looking for. That's the only way. And you got, like I said, and you got to make changes. A lot of poisons that you've been taking have addicted you. And that's the nature of what these poisons do. They're there to addict you and then to corrupt you. And on that note, we will see you next week. But till then, get together, come up with ideas, solve some issues, be inventive. Be inventive. All right. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you in a bit, eh? Take care.